In this bulletin, Victorians warned they could face a longer lockdown as 484 new COVID-19 cases are recorded. The federal government provides more details on tomorrow's budget update. And in sport, a setback for an injured Manly Sea Eagle star. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia is approaching 13,000 coronavirus cases after Victoria recorded 484 new infections in the last 24 hours. There's also been another two coronavirus-related deaths, taking the national toll to 128. The significant spike is the state's highest one-day increase since the beginning of the pandemic. Premier Daniel Andrews warns that Victorians could face a longer lockdown period, while expressing disappointment with thousands of people who felt sick and got tested but didn't follow the self-isolation protocols.
From 3,810 cases, which are the cases between the 7th of July and the 21st of July, I'm very, very unhappy and very sad to have to report that nearly 9 in 10, or 3,400 cases, did not isolate between when they first felt sick and when they went to get a test. They have been at the height of their infectivity and they have just continued on as usual. I'm being as frank, as blunt, as clear as I can. We want a situation where you're no worse off, but every Victorian is much better off.
Meanwhile, more than 60 people have been fined for breaching Melbourne's lockdown restrictions, including one person who travelled more than 100 kilometres to go surfing. And in New South Wales, another 16 people have tested positive to COVID-19, all but one of the cases are linked to known outbreaks. Queensland police are hunting more than 200 people who vanished from self-quarantine after allegedly lying to officers when entering the state. Authorities discovered the discrepancy after conducting checks on people who entered Queensland and were ordered to quarantine. Authorities say 185 people gave the wrong address and contact details, while 25 provided honest details, but they weren't home when police visited. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has issued a stern warning.
We are still on the hunt for those people, and if they are found, they will be caught, they will be fined, and they can face penalties of up to 6 months in jail.
Queensland has one new case of coronavirus, which is someone in hotel quarantine. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has warned he's set to reveal high levels of national debt when the latest budget figures are released tomorrow. The government will provide a mini-budget update highlighting key economic areas that have been struck by the coronavirus pandemic. The unemployment rate is currently at 7.4%, but officials are worried about the effective unemployment rate, which takes into account people who have left the workforce or are still employed but are not working any hours. That rate is approximately 11.3%. Mr. Frydenberg says the government is doing everything it can, but he says states and territories could be doing more.
Let's not forget, every dollar we spend today is borrowed money. The Commonwealth is increasing its debt very substantially, and you'll see those eye-watering numbers tomorrow. We're increasing that debt very substantially because the public needs it. The Commonwealth needs the states as well to be side by side. Now, Victoria's already made some announcements, and we welcome that, but any more that they can provide to those in need, including those without a job, is of course welcome.
The Australian Federal Police Commissioner has accused high-profile social media companies of contributing to the rape and torture of children. Rhys Kershaw called out companies such as Facebook and Snapchat for allowing pedophiles to hide behind end-to-end encryption. In an address to the National Press Club, Commissioner Kershaw says Australians can no longer ignore news of child exploitation, and he challenges those who oppose legislation giving law enforcement access to encrypted communications to explain it to the victims.
Most of you sitting here today would be shocked by the number of extremely high number of sick child sex predators who use technology to steal our kids' innocence and ruin their lives. It's time Australians paid more attention. It is a confronting and despicable crime that often elicits an automatic response to tune out. This is a tough message to convey, but no one saved their kids by covering their ears or eyes.
The AFP has received more than 11,000 referrals about child exploitation so far this year. And in rugby league, the comeback of Manly fullback Tom Trbojevic has been put on hold due to a training mishap involving his chronic hamstring injury. He originally tore his hamstring during Manly's round 6 clash against the Raiders. He was aiming to return next week, but the injury was still bothering him during a training run on Monday. The team expects he'll make a comeback between round 15 and 17. But there are concerns that he could be out for the rest of the season. Well, now tomorrow's weather across Australia. Early showers, then mostly sunny and 19 degrees in Perth. Adelaide should be mostly sunny, 15. Melbourne partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Hobart cloudy, 11. Canberra, morning fog and frost, then partly cloudy, a top of 11. Should be partly cloudy in Wollongong and 17. Sydney should be mostly sunny, 17 degrees. Early fog, then a sunny day in Newcastle and 18. Rain at times in Brisbane, 18 degrees. Cairns partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.